Greetings, Ridgeline Community Church families, and thank you for tuning into this week's podcast of the Ridgeline Family Weekly Podcast. This week's podcast is for the week of September 22nd through the 28th of 2025. The purpose of this weekly podcast is to give you what you need to know on the go regarding children's and student ministries of Ridgeline Community Church. We'll share important events coming up, things your kids and students are learning, fun interactive elements, and most importantly, helpful tools and tips to equip you as parents to intentionally disciple your own kids and students as followers of Christ for the glory of God. Now, let's get started. Here are some important announcements that we would like you to know about this week. For children's ministry, Fall Fest is right around the corner. Save the date for Friday, October 28th, for this wonderful outreach we get to do as a church each year. More details will roll out soon in the coming weeks. This past Sunday, the kindergarten through fourth grade learned about the worship of the tabernacle, and we'll be learning this upcoming Sunday about God providing for the Israelites in the wilderness, but how they grumbled and complained about God's provision. The 5th through 6th grade class finishes their lesson about Jacob and Esau, and then this upcoming Sunday, they will begin to learn about the story of Joseph. For Ridge One Student Ministry, last Wednesday we covered the head portion of our vision series. This Wednesday, we'll dive into the heart portion and really look at what it looks like to love God with all of our heart. We desire, both individually and corporately, for the students to heed from the Lord what He is calling them to be faithfully obedient in as they grow in their personal relationship with God, being informed by Scripture. The student fall retreat is happening October 10th through the 12th at Sky Ranch in Westcliff. This retreat is for middle and high school students only, and the cost is $175 per person. The deadline to register is this Wednesday, September 24th. You can learn more and register by visiting the events page on the church website. Last Sunday, the middle and high school students covered the doctrine of Scripture in their classes. This Sunday, the students will be covering the doctrine of creation and man. Each week, we have a Word of the Week contest where you can win a prize. And the Word of the Week this week is the word creation. Email that word to greg.heredia@ridgelinecc.org to enter a contest to win a $10 gift card to Coffee 33. All entries must be received before Wednesday, September 24th at 3 p.m. to be eligible for the prize. For our equipping portion of the podcast this week, we wrap up this mini introductory series for the equipping piece by talking about this head, heart, and hands discipleship pathway. Once again, we are adopting this within the student ministry. This is just one of many intentional ways in which people can disciple their own kids or even self-disciple. And this is the last week that we're going to talk about. So the previous 2 weeks, we talked about the head and the heart. And this week, we're going to talk about the hands. So what do we mean by the hands and loving the Lord our God with all of our strength? And so we're going to talk about that in this segment. And what we mean by that is when we talk about the hands, it really is reference to our action, living out our faith, you know, as we're intaking Scripture and we're intaking truth into our minds, that we're not just letting it sit in our minds as intellectual information to regurgitate to someone else, but we're allowing it to seep deep into our hearts so that it's transforming us and making us more and more like Christ. And then as it's transforming us, a natural outflow, a natural outpouring of that work is action. And so we want to intentionally love the Lord with our action. And I think this is really important because we might have an idea in our own mind about how God wants to be loved through our action. But this really, like the other two, has to be informed by Scripture. How is it that God is calling me to love Him with my action? So these are things like serving, whether it be within the context of the local church or outside the context of the local church. Certain activities, you know, this spans basically all of that. How are we living out our faith? How are we actively doing what it is that we say that we're doing, or at least that we say that we hope we're doing? And there's a variety of ways in which you can do this. James chapter 2, verse 17, it's when James is talking about this idea of what real faith looks like, that we're not saved by any means by our works and by our actions, but our works and our actions are like a byproduct of having that real, genuine faith in Christ. And so if anything, this aspect of the discipleship pathway is key in that it really is a test to show, am I really in Christ or am I not? Because if I'm in Christ and I have true faith in Christ, it's going to lead to action. So this is something really important for us to understand. And as we've talked about with each one of these elements, we have these three questions that we're asking just to help us work through and think through each one of them. So the first is, how have I grown in my hands or in my practice that I can look back on and celebrate God for? It's important that we have this mentality of celebration and thankfulness towards the Lord for what He has done. The second question then is, what am I currently doing to engage my hands? What is something that I am doing actively right now in my life as a follower of Jesus that is a clear indication that I'm loving Him with my strength? And then the third question is, what is something that I'm not doing that I should start doing in terms of engaging my hands? So we have that growth piece of, you know, yeah, we're sitting in that thankfulness and that celebration of what God has done. We're identifying how it is we're currently engaging this practice. But then we also have the healthy balance of, well, how can I grow in this? What is an area that maybe God is calling me to faithful obedience to Him in that I haven't stepped into yet? And so I encourage you, ask those three questions of yourself, ask them of your kids. And as we wrap up this little mini-series here, this first, you know, month or so of this podcast, I really encourage you to document well and intentionally answers to all three of those questions, to all three of the categories of head, heart, and hands. And you do this for your family, you do this for yourself, and then even revisit this, I don't know, in 6 months to a year, and then do it all over again and see the work that God has done. And so I hope that this few weeks of this mini-series with this head, heart, hands discipleship pathway has been helpful for you. Once again, this is one of many intentional ways in which we can disciple. And I think the important thing is that we are intentionally discipling. Maybe it's not the head, heart, hands pathway. Maybe it's some other way that you have, but we want to be and should be intentionally discipling our kids that God has put within our life. And this is just one way that we can do that. And so I hope it's been helpful to you. Moving forward with this aspect of the podcast, I'm looking forward to bringing in some guests just to share some encouraging words and insights in terms of how we can continue to walk in this endeavor and this call to faithfully obey the Lord by discipling our kids as Christ followers for the glory of God. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. To learn more about this ministry, as well as what else God is doing here at Ridgeline, visit our website at www.ridgelinecc.org. Have a great week, and God bless.